Charles on Charm?
Yeah, is Richard in?
Oh, he's meeting with the customer or meeting.
Can you let him know it's Ruben calling? It's kind of important. He just spoke to me.
Okay, Ruben.
Yeah, yeah. I just need him for I just need him for 45 seconds.
Okay. Just hold a second. You need.
Thanks.
Ruben from where?
Cardiff.
Cardiff.
From
okay,
yeah.
Oh.
Hey, Richard, it's Ruben.
Yeah.
Hey, so I think I figured out what's happening. I'm working on it. I just spoke to John and his mom, so I'll be able to take care of it and figure this out for you guys, okay?
Oh, so she's going to pay for the October? You're going to charge for October, okay?
Here's what I... No, it's not, okay? No, this is between you and me. You know what's going on here a million
times.
Yeah,
I know, yeah.
You know. We both know. Here's what probably happened. I've been really not. I'm all for me, Richard. It's really important for me to always have a smile on my face because I just want to keep you and your customers happy. But here's what I'm guessing happened. During the verification call, they asked people. It's not me. I never told her first payment was October. That's nonsense. What happened? And what happened is this. My guess is when they do the phone call, they do it on a recording. They call the customer and they say, "Hey, Mr. Customer, when do you want your payments due?" And she probably said, "Hey, I want my payments due in October." So what they did was they probably made her first payment cover September, and then the rest of August, they prorated. So they're just taking the rest of August. That's what my guess is. But I'm finding out to make sure before I give them any answers, okay?
Ruben.
Yeah.
Can you explain to the other guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
Hello, Ryan speaking.
Hey, Ryan, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey, Ruben.
Hey, so I think I figured out what happened. I just had a really pleasant conversation with John and his mom because we're doing more deals for them and we want to keep everything nice and friendly. Basically, here's what I think happened.
Okay.
The last episode of call is, I never told this person their payment was due in October. I think if I did, it wasn't anything I intentionally did. But here's what I think happened. During the verification call, so there's a verification phone call. The person who actually releases the check, they call the customer and say, "Hey, Helen, I'm about to release a check. I just want to verify your social, verify the payments, etc."
Mm-hmm.
So during that phone call, my assumption is, and this is my assumption, I'm finding this out, I just want to keep you guys informed, but I'm assuming she said, "I want my first payment to be due in October. I want my first payment as long as possible." So what happened means, so as part of the contract, you have to pay what's called interim rent. And interim rent equals
interim.
Interim. Interim. Yeah. It basically equals, I'll give you an example. You move into an apartment. You put your first and last payment. It's September 15th.
Mm-hmm.
All right, September 15th when you're moving in. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Well, if you're paying your first and last payment, when's your first payment? Well, your first payment is October. But you just don't get the rest of September for free, so it's the rest. It's half the month's rent. So correct. Interim is prorated. Absolutely, it's in the contract. So my assumption is she probably sent the phone call. I don't want my first payment due until October. And they said, "Oh, okay. Well, your first payment then will be due on September. But how about from August 12th or August 10th to the end of September?" That's why she got charged less than a full month. Does that make sense?
Okay.
That's my guess. My guess is she said October. They said, "Okay, great." That's why she's getting a half a rent. That's why her payment that they drafted wasn't $3,000. It was less than $3,000. So that's what I'm thinking is going on. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So she only paid less than what she was supposed to pay, right?
She's not paying less.
She prorated.
Yeah, she probably said, "Hey, I don't." I keep what I say to you guys is not what I say to them. I try to keep everything civil. I'm sure Richard has told you about this deal, correct?
Okay.
It's been a fun one, but assume this is what happened. She paid her first and last payment to us.
Mm-hmm.
They initially didn't want to pay the payments until the equipment was delivered. Well, we have to pay you guys, so that's when the payments start. She probably said during the verification, "Hey, I don't want my first payment due until October." She probably demanded it. And so they said, "Okay, September, you've already paid, and then you'll get a bill that will cover the rest of August." So her second payment probably isn't due until October. They're just charging her for the rest of August. That is my guess. It is not for sure. You don't need to call. I'm taking care of it. I just want to keep you guys informed. Does that make sense?
It's being taken care of.
I'm taking care of it. Yeah, I got this stuff on lock. Yeah, I'm dealing with these people. I just they want to do more with us. I'm already working with them right now.
All right, so are they trying to get another loan?
Yeah, we're doing a lot for them. We continue to help them. Yeah, no, they're nice. It's just I think it's the English gap, so I'm going to make sure I take care of this and get this resolved.
Okay, so
I don't want you guys doing anything. Honestly, it's not your problem. You're not authorized. It's not your money. So I'm going to save you a world of headache and say, "Hey, look, we can help you, but we're not the person that can control your payments. It's not your signature." So I honestly, if you want my true advice, the more you put yourself in, it's like putting your hand underneath a chopping block. You're going to get your finger chopped off.
Yeah,
they're going to blame you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell them to just back off.
No. Not back off. Say, like, "Hey, I can help you."
But not, you know.
I can't negotiate for you.
Service. Yeah.
Yeah, no, just, "Hey, Ruben is doing it. I'm looking into it right now. I just had a pleasant conversation. I just think I should solve this for them instead of having multiple cooks in the kitchen."
Got it.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just being taken care of is the message, all right?
You care.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, Ruben. All right,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.